on average, we have more than a million different changes in our DNA from one person to the next. And some of these are deleterious to the gene function, and some of them are not. And so we're trying to focus on which of those that involve the cardiac ion channel genes, the heart rhythm genes, that are deleterious and which don't need to be worried about. The ultimate goal here is that there will be a database that anybody, a physician, a patient, a genetic counselor, if they find a variant in a patient, they can go and look this up and determine whether or not this is likely or not likely to cause a heart rhythm disturbance in them or their family member.